This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today I want to talk to you about choosing your YouTube name. So I wanted to make this video because I've been trying to decide between the name Sharon Sung and Digital Nomad Quest. And the reason why I wanted to do Digital Nomad Quest was I created a blog back in 2015, and it's digitalnomadquest.com. I still use it. I still post weekly blog posts. And I have an audience that knows me as Digital Nomad Quest, but Digital Nomad Quest is an all-encompassing sort of business website, and it's not exactly me. So that's why I've been having a little bit of trouble, and I've had issues with YouTube naming before. So if you know me from before, I have a music channel called Sharon ST, and before I made videos on an account called Sharon SWT, and that was kind of my name I had gone by since I was little, but I wanted to rebrand myself. I made a whole new channel called Sharon ST because YouTube didn't have the function for you to change your custom URL and stuff like that, and now they do, so that's kind of annoying, but it's okay. This time I wanted to brainstorm more and really figure that out. So I want to talk about four different things to consider and to do when it comes to naming your YouTube channel. First thing I want you to do is you need to get feedback. So what I did, I created an Instagram story, just like one of those yes or no questions asking, should I name my YouTube channel Sharon Sung or Digital Nomad Quest? And what I saw was almost 50-50. So I was asking on my Digital Nomad Quest Instagram username. So I actually thought that there would be more people voting for Digital Nomad Quest. But ultimately, it was almost 50-50. Digital Nomad Quest won by a little bit. But I actually got a lot of DMs about their opinions on what I should do. So that helped so much. So first tip, I really think you should ask your audience or ask your friends and family and just get different opinions before you make your decision. Now, you might not even agree with the feedback you get, but the important thing is you look at all different perspectives and then make that decision afterwards. You don't need to agree with everyone else, but it's good to kind of have an understanding of what people think. Number two, you should ask yourself if your YouTube name is memorable. And someone actually DM'd me and told me I kind of regret not choosing a more memorable name for my personal branding. So I took a minute to kind of think about it. And so with Digital Nomad Quest, I feel like it's kind of generic and it's not actually directed at me. So Digital Nomad Quest is a journey. It's not myself. And when you're watching a YouTube channel, the way you kind of remember the person is by their username. If Digital Nomad Quest became attached to me, it'd be kind of confusing. It's a quest, it's not a person. And that brings me to the third point. Are you the face of your brand? Is it a company or is it a person? So are you gonna feature a ton of different people? Because that's okay to create a name that's not yourself. But if it's something that's attached to you, it might be something worthwhile to consider putting your full name. A lot of different YouTubers and entrepreneurs use their full name, and that must say something. A lot of people might be doing that for a reason. Something I realized is people invest in people they like. So that might make it worthwhile to make your username as your full name. Now, my last point is, does the brand name correspond with your goals? This point was the biggest one for me because a lot of what I've been doing has shifted. Even though I'm still all about passive income, financial freedom, the whole name was Digital Nomad Quest. And I initially thought I might be traveling forever. I had no idea. And now I found that for me, financial freedom and location independence doesn't mean that I have to travel all the time, though I'm still passionate about travel and I still want to talk about it on this channel. I don't want to be restricted to digital nomad life as my brand. I came back after 2 years of being a digital nomad. I'm now in California and I might be traveling later, I might be moving around later, but for now, home is pretty good. I can still work on my financial goals and travel when I want to. I still have more freedom, but I decided to stay home. So I don't think there's anything wrong with staying home. I don't think you have to travel all the time to be a digital nomad, but what people will think when they come to my channel is that I am a digital nomad. I am always nomadic and traveling all the time. I don't want to be boxed into that image because they're going to expect travel and digital nomad videos all the time on my YouTube channel when I'm actually going to be talking about, you know, building a business, financial tips and tricks, how to invest, how to make passive income, how to design your best life. I might even talk about best ways to live, my findings about life. I don't want to be boxed into this idea of just travel. So That's the biggest point, and I realized that, so I am actually going to name my YouTube channel after my full name, Sharon Sung. People might be confused about how to pronounce my name, so here it is again, Sharon Sung. So to summarize, get feedback for your YouTube name. I got so much feedback and it helped tremendously. Number two, is it memorable? Are people going to remember your name and they're going to be able to search it on YouTube? Number three, are you the face of your brand or is it a business, a company, a movement? Number four, does the name correspond to your goals? So I hope that helped for deciding what your YouTube name is going to be. It helped me a lot. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.